This podcast is a recording by the staff at the IASB and the FASB working on the Fair Value Measurement Project. It is part of a series of podcasts that will be recorded as we progress with the project. It is intended to provide high-level information to help you become more familiar with the accounting issues involved. For more detailed information, please refer to the IASB or the FASB websites. Before we begin, please remember that any views expressed in this podcast are our own views. Official positions of the IASB and the FASB on accounting matters are determined only after extensive due process and deliberation. This podcast was recorded on the 23rd of July, 2010, and only considers tentative board decisions up to this date and could be subject to change. The topic of this podcast is the Measurement Uncertainty Analysis Disclosure Proposal for Level 3 Fair Value Measurements.
My colleague and I are going to talk about three things in this podcast. Firstly, what is the Measurement Uncertainty Analysis? And then secondly, why are the boards proposing this disclosure? And finally, what happens next?
So let's start by explaining what a measurement uncertainty analysis is. When you're doing evaluation with unobservable inputs, there is uncertainty and subjectivity involved, and the measurement uncertainty analysis is meant to help explain that uncertainty and subjectivity. Okay, so how does it do that? Well, if there is a range of inputs that could have been used in the valuation, such as growth rates could have been between X percent and Y percent, but you chose something within that range, you would need to show what the fair value would have been using the other amounts within the range. Now, that doesn't mean recalculating the value using each point within the range. It actually means that through this disclosure, you get to see what the boundaries are.
That raises a very important point. Let's think about this for a minute. When you're doing evaluation and you're refining your assumptions, you don't just change one input without thinking about whether it has a follow-on effect on any other inputs. A good example would be the relationship between revenues and costs. Clearly, your cost growth assumption would depend on your revenue growth assumption. So when you analyze the uncertainty in your revenue growth assumption, meaning what is the upper and lower boundary of reasonable assumptions, you would also need to make sure you consider the other inputs that would have been different for those revenue growth scenarios. So this disclosure is basically saying, don't change one variable and keep all others constant. It's saying, think about the relationship between the inputs to make sure the valuation still hangs together.
But we couldn't exactly say, make sure your valuation still hangs together in a technical document. So the boards refer to this relationship as correlation. This might be confusing because they did not mean it in the statistical sense, but rather as the relationship between two or more inputs. So in the exposure drafts, there is an example showing what we mean and what a disclosure could look like. Although it is a simple example that does not show the qualitative discussion you might provide to explain the numbers, it at least gives you an idea of what the board's objective is.
Okay, so that was the measurement uncertainty analysis, and this brings us to the second point. Why are the boards proposing this? Well, first of all, this disclosure is similar to something we have in IFRS 7 today, and a similar disclosure is also required in impairment testing in IFRS. So the IASB thought that this disclosure should form part of the fair value measurement standard. However, this is a joint project between the IASB and the FASB, and US GAAP does not currently have such a disclosure. The FASB actually proposed adding a measurement uncertainty disclosure to their fair value measurement standard, Topic 820, last year when it proposed amending the disclosure requirements for fair value measurements. The feedback they got was positive from the point of view of analysts and users of financial statements, but companies preparing financial statements thought it would not be operational for them. So the boards decided to do further outreach.
And as part of this outreach, we talked to various user groups and learned that, at least for those following companies using IFRS, the measurement uncertainty analysis disclosure is helpful. Users following companies applying US GAAP said they would find this helpful as well. Interestingly, one of the main things that came out of those discussions was that the correlation component was an important but missing part of the analysis. To include it in the final standard, the IASB needed to re-expose the original proposal to get feedback on it from both preparers that would be providing this information and users and others that would be using it. And because this is a joint project, the IASB's and the FASB's proposals for this disclosure are identical.
So now that we've discussed what the measurement uncertainty analysis is and where it comes from, let's talk about the next steps. The boards are asking for comments on the proposals by the 7th of September. And we will also be getting input through a questionnaire targeted at users of financial statements and through our other discussions with constituents. After getting the feedback on the proposals, the IASB and the FASB will continue their discussions about fair value measurement with the goal of having common fair value measurement and disclosure requirements by the first quarter of 2011.
And that brings us to the end of this short podcast. We hope that you found this useful. More detail can be found in the exposure drafts and on the IASB and the FASB websites. If you have any thoughts or comments on the topics discussed in this podcast, please contact us. The staff's contact details can be found on our websites. Thank you for listening.